you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about when it's hard, give yourself some compassion. Now, when things are hard, when there's a lot of emotions, maybe there's some circumstances that didn't turn out the way that you wanted them to, our brain really likes to try to get out of the pain. But unfortunately, sometimes what happens when we try to get out of the pain, our brain turns on us. So it wants to blame us. It wants to tell us we should have done something different or we had control. And it makes sense that it does it because if it can think that you caused it, it can think that you can fix it. But the problem with that is oftentimes when we think that we've caused it, we're judging ourselves, we're blaming ourselves, and we're being mean to ourselves, we're actually not able to fix anything because we're feeling so terrible. And then when we're feeling so terrible, we often turn to avoiding the thing, avoiding fixing it, avoiding looking at things, avoiding accepting things. And then what that does is that just compounds more of the negative emotion. And then, of course, we don't feel like doing anything because this keeps showing up. And so, when we can start to add in this compassion, it can really help us break through that cycle and start to just feel a little bit better. And the first thing you can actually do is just acknowledge, like, okay, this is hard. Or right now, this is very challenging. Or these things happened that maybe we didn't have anything to do with, but it still happened. Like, how can we give ourselves that acknowledgement of, like, okay, it makes sense why we feel this way? It makes sense why we are having these emotions. And then the next thing you can actually look at is like, okay, where am I proud of myself and where am I proud of how I showed up? Because there's the things that happen that we had no control over. And then there's the things that we did have control over that we did know. And maybe if you look at some of those things, you start to see like, okay, I love how I showed up here. Yes, this result still happened. This thing still happened, but I loved the way that I showed up to that thing. And then also comforting your brain. So our brain's probably going to be afraid. If there's negative emotions, if there's a hard time, if these circumstances are happening, our brain is probably going to be afraid. So this gives us that opportunity to have that compassion. But like, I get it. Like, I get why you're scared. I get why you don't want to move forward. I get why you don't want to do this thing. I get why this is coming up. And it's just having that reassuring and that understanding. But again, reminding your brain, like, okay, we can do this. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to figure this out. It's just really uncomfortable right now. And if you want to create commitment while you're going after your goals, so you can show up for the things that you want to show up for and have so much more fun doing it, then go to createcommitment.com to sign up for the waitlist for my course, How to Create Commitment.